Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Borski, B as in boy, R-S-K-I, 6-22-57, chief complaint, left lower quadrant pain, flank pain on the left side, radiating to the groin, cough, congestion, sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea off and on. Oh, no diarrhea recently, but I've had diarrhea off and on before. Patient also has a history of diabetes and has quit taking his medication. He sees nurse practitioner Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N, in town. They had a falling out, so he didn't go back to get his prescription filled, period. In the paragraph, he also has a pulmonologist that he sees on a regular basis, and he's got him on inhaler, albuterol, and he can't remember the name of it, but he thinks it's Breezy. Is it Breezy? B-R-E-Z-E-E in question mark for his inhaler. And he uses the albuterol on a PRN basis, period. He also has had symptoms of leg swelling when he does a lot of driving. He's a over-the-road construction worker and has tiredness, weight gain, history of low testosterone in the past, and feeling tired. Family history is positive for stroke, which is concerning as well. Patient's weight 240, up 10 pounds from a year or two ago, 96%, 98.1, 16, 109, 148 over 76. But before we get to that, put that on hold. Allergy, none. COVID immunization, none, but has had two COVID bouts of infection. Medication, metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day, plus the inhalers that was mentioned, but he's out of metformin. Medical problems, diabetes. Review of system as above. Social, he smokes about a pack or two a day. He's had a long discussion with his pulmonologist and other physician and has not been able to quit smoking. He doesn't drink alcohol. He's a construction worker. He's married. He's not married, has two children. Review of system also put down weight gain has been an issue, I suspect, related to his testosterone level and his chronic fatigue, which is most likely hormonal. Then come back, family history. Mom died of lymphoma. Oh, mom is alive, has a history of lymphoma. Dad shot himself. He's alert, he's awake, vital signs, I just told you, 240, 96, 98.1, 16, 109, 148 over 76. Then heart positive, some of two lungs are clear, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red, and inflamed, logical non-focal, skin shows no rash, abdomen is non-tender, skin shows decreased turgor, lower extremity shows trace edema, positive anterior chain lymphadenopathy noted. Assessment, number one, left lower quadrant pain. Number two, urinalysis shows blood. Number three, cannot rule out kidney stone. Number four, I did not see any stones on his abdominal ultrasound. Number five, cannot rule out diverticulitis. Number six, well, blood sugar is 177 without medication. Number seven, we'll treat with Rocephin a gram now, Decadron 8 milligram now. Next time is refilled metformin, 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Next time is he knows his blood sugar is going to be elevated with steroids. He will let me know if he gets too high, and he knows what that is. Next number, continue with the inhalers per specialist. Next number, he has an appointment with a pulmonologist next week. Next number, check blood work, including CBC, CMP, TSH, lipids, PSA, B12, vitamin D, testosterone, hemoglobin A1C. Next number, echocardiogram shows a slightly elevated, a slightly enlarged right ventricle. Next number, set him up for sleep study. Next number, his maintenance exam, has never had a colonoscopy. He's interested in a Cologuard. We'll get that done. Next number, his COVID test is negative. Next number, his urinalysis as above. Next number, his strep is negative. Next number, his flu A, flu B are negative. Next number, he knows to call me if abdominal pain gets worse. Next number is Levaquin 500 once a day for 7 days. Next one is Medrol Dosflex. Next one is Metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day prescribed. Next one is above discussed with patient. Next one is because of his edema in the lower extremity. We checked him for DVT, none was found. Next one is he does have mild PVD. Next one is he does have carotid stenosis. Next one is I told him he must quit smoking and get his blood pressure under control. Next one is he might be a candidate for ACE inhibitor. We'll discuss that later. Next one is no evidence of kidney mass or cyst noted. Next time is recheck your analysis in face of hematuria. Thank you.